Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you answered fabulous. I'm doing great, although I am a little bit sleep deprived. Santa decided to come a little bit early for me, and I got the most beautiful English golden retriever. This little guy is so sweet. His name is Winston. You have to go check him out. You can see him on my Instagram, at Tanya Lee. Nevertheless, he gets his second wind at about 2 a.m. every morning. And I don't do well with a puppy screaming from his crate. So he and I got up last night and I had some tea and we hung out. And of course, now he's sleeping in the middle of the day. But speaking of Santa, I want to talk with you about why you should not wait for Santa when you have your own army of elves. So I'm going to share a story with you that, looking back, I'm not so proud of, but I learned something huge from it. It was December 25th years ago when I had this big epiphany. So here's what happened. All eyes were on me. As always, I waited to open my gifts until the very end so I could just soak up watching everyone else open theirs. Plus, I like the anticipation. I always spend a lot of time and care picking out the perfect gift for my family and friends. So naturally, I was really curious about what was picked out for me. I thought, maybe it's a purse. My imagination went wild. Maybe it's that cashmere sweater that I've been wanting or that Moncler coat. So I slowly unwrapped the package with childlike anticipation. And finally, I got to the contents of the box. I was confused. I was like, huh? I tried to act all happy and excited despite the fact that I was heartbroken. You know what that's like. You put on that happy face and hold back the tears and try to pretend that everything is okay, but it wasn't. All I could think about was, what the hell are these things? Oh, I did receive a pair of shoes, but they were not Jimmy Choo's. In the box were these huge things that looked like they belonged on Cyclops. And again, I was trying to pretend. I was like, oh, they're so cute, with my fake smile plastered all over my face. What are they? And that's when he turned to me with so much excitement and said, honey, they're snowshoes. I was not excited. I was new to the Colorado scene at the time, and in the South, we don't see such contraptions. And then that's when my true Southern voice came out. Oh, how sweet, darling. The fake smile morphed into this awkward, even more fake giggle. You know what it's like. You're trying to hide how disappointed you are. And then my eyes started to well up a bit, and they were not tears of joy. And so I was trying to hold back the tears and look away and just get busy cleaning up wrapping paper and not make eye contact because, again, I was so disappointed. Now, there is nothing wrong with snowshoes. I've used them. I think they're fun. However, I felt this tremendous sadness inside of me when I stared at these thingamajigs, as my mom calls them. The pity party took over. I had put so much effort into finding the perfect gifts for everyone. I think about what they love and what will bring them the most joy every single year. It brings me joy to see them with a huge smile on their face. And what did I get? Snowshoes. Where was my Chanel bag? Where was my trip to the English countryside? Where was that rare string of pearls? So, in that moment, I was just spiraling into my self-made sorry, all because of a pair of snowshoes, a gift that would bring many women so much joy, so much pleasure, but not for me. So many emotions came flooding in and took over my mind and my body. Can you relate? Has this ever happened to you? I think a lot of women can. And that's when I started to feel deep envy towards the women who receive gifts from their loved ones that match their taste. I felt deep resentment because no one seemed to care about me. I felt mad at myself for being duped with all of the energy that I put into everyone else. And worst of all, I felt very justified. Snowshoes? He should know what I want. They should think more about my gifts. I do so much for them. Why is everyone else so lucky and loved? Isn't it fascinating how we'll fight for our own misery? And then it dawned on me. If I want something, I need to stop waiting for Santa. I mean, come on. The guy stopped visiting me about 3 decades ago. I was waiting on something outside of myself to give me what I wanted. This is the exact thing that I advise my clients not to do. That Christmas brought out my inner princess, that part of me that's full of resentment and pity and envy. But when my pity party was over, I decided to put back on my crown and act like a queen. It was time to get to work. I stopped waiting for Santa. Two extremely valuable lessons were presented to me that Christmas. Lesson number one, be grateful for whatever you receive. And lesson number two, don't wait. Give yourself what you want. As for lesson number one, I need to go deeper than just having gratitude. I also needed to stop expecting others to fulfill my every wish. On lesson number two, after that incident had passed, when I'd stopped the internal hissy fit, as my mom calls it, I sat down and I made a list of all of my wants and desires, everything from a massage to quiet time to a tropical vacation. Since that day, I've given myself an array of things. This list includes monthly massages at my local spa, a new Canon camera, weekly flowers from the farmer's market, a Givenchy and Dior bag that I only thought celebrities could own, whisking off to Paris, Mexico, south of France, Italy, treating my parents to a trip to Costa Rica with me and my daughter, nights out to dinner with my girlfriends, new La Perla lingerie, a magnum of Dom Perignon, weekends with my girlfriends, guilt-free time alone with no plans, no kids, just me and a glass of vino. That little antique brooch that I could not stop thinking about, the little adornment that my guy would have blown a gasket if he knew how much I paid, and some other things that actually I put in a holiday guide that I made just for you. It's absolutely free. You can just head over to the blog at tanyalee.com/Santa and see some of the things that have been on my list that I've checked off, and also some things that are on my list that I've yet to check off. I think you'll like it. I had so much fun putting it together for you. But all of this only happened because I stopped waiting for someone to give me what I wanted, and I created it for myself. So here's the thing that I had to come to terms with, and I want you to as well. And at first, I know the backlash that I get when I say this, but trust me, there's so much freedom in this statement. It is not your husband, children, friends, or anyone's job to give you what you want. That's all on you. Sure, you can ask for it, but don't expect it, and certainly don't depend on it. When it happens, just consider it icing on your already beautifully decorated cake. If you want better relationships and a sense of self-pride, stop expecting others to give you what you can give to yourself, which is basically everything you want. Now, let me be very clear. I am not a man-hater. I adore men. Nor am I a loud, liberated woman. I am strong, but I don't feel like I need to go around shouting about my independence. I am all for a man opening my door and buying me gifts. I love being a lady. I love receiving. However, sometimes you must stop waiting for a miracle or a man or Santa and be your own miracle. I've learned to be the kind of woman who works to provide my own needs. And let me assure you, nothing will bring you greater joy than knowing you can depend on yourself. Another beautiful result is this. I appreciate sincerely now every experience and gift I receive, even a pair of snowshoes. Now, it's really fun to watch other women stop waiting for Santa as well. One of my clients had a strong desire to take a trip to Paris. She waited for years for her husband to take her. She begged and pleaded and even offered sex. How many times have we done this? And over a decade, still no trip to Paris. And so I asked her, I said, how's that working for you? And she said, obviously not that well. So she stopped waiting and she booked her own ticket to Paris. Not only did she have the time of her life, her relationship with her husband also was better. And yes, in the bedroom, they turned to passionate love instead of what I like to refer to as manipulative love. Another client of mine was so smitten snipping magazines and adding pins to her Pinterest board because she wanted to remodel her kitchen. And she was waiting for her hubby to break out his tool belt and get to work. And she waited and she waited. So I asked her, how long are you planning on waiting? And she said, looks like a lifetime if I'm depending on him to do it. She stopped waiting and created a plan, followed through on it, and had her dream kitchen within the year. So here's the thing, don't wait for Santa when you have your own army of elves. Let me ask you, what do you want? Here's a very simple way to get it. Your plan must start with your mind, because if you don't believe you can, you won't. So first thing I want you to do is to think about it. A lot of women haven't even considered what they want for years, so it's a muscle you must start building. And if you want some beautiful inspiration, again, go check out my free holiday guide with some of my favorite things at tanyalee.com/guide. Next thing, write it down. Get that gorgeous journal of yours out and then begin to write down all of the things that you desire. And then number three, pick one and make a plan to create it. This really is my very simple way of creating whatever it is that I want. I think about it, I write it down, and then I map it out. What is it going to take for me to create that in my life? It really is that simple, but first you have to give yourself permission to want what you want, write it down, and then make your plan. Now, when you do this, I want you to be prepared for what's going to happen. Most likely, when you write something down that you want, and you make a plan, you're going to have all of these thoughts come up, all of these beliefs around why you can't create that for yourself. Those beliefs are the very things that you must encounter and work through and recreate new beliefs in order to create what you want. I tell my clients all the time, the best thing about creating something that you want is the woman you must become to do so. I also believe it's very important to surround yourself with the right energy, supportive people, inspiration. Just energetically having that energy around you will make you more likely to create what it is that you want. So I'd love to invite you, if you're interested, to join the French Kiss Life Club. It's, in my opinion, a fabulous place to begin to surround yourself with that kind of energy. Amazing women, inspiration, fun. We love to have a great time in the club. We talk about everything from beauty and style to creating our dreams. Seriously, my club members tell me all the time it's the best place online to hang out. And as soon as you join, you get access to the French Kiss Life Manifesto, which honestly I read at least once a week just to remind me of how I want to live my life. And you'll also receive special invites to events that are only available to club members. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, head over to frenchkisslife.com/join, and I hope to see you in the club. Here's what I know. If you stay inspired and you stoke that fire in your belly, I can guarantee you that you will blow your own mind. Decide right now that you are going to French kiss this new year with all of your heart, mind, and soul. In the famous words of Hafiz, this is actually one of my favorite poems. He says, "One regret, dear world, that I am determined not to have when I'm lying on thy deathbed is that I did not kiss thee enough." Thank you so much for being a part of the French Kiss Life community. We have co-created a magical place that transcends the noise of today's world, like a great song that enraptures you or that night out you'll never forget. It's where women come to be inspired. Our community and this lifestyle is about passion, inspiration, beauty, boldness, and elegance. It's about love, joy, and excitement. To all of us, it feels like home, the home we have always wanted and we knew existed, and we have landed there. There are no words to tell you how much you mean to me. And I know from all of the posts on social media and the emails we receive, and when we gather together in person, it is so clear how much we all mean to each other. Happy, happy holidays. Happy New Year. I hope 2017 is your best year yet. And one more thing. If you want to give me something for the holidays, not that I expect it now after my epiphany, but I'd be so grateful if you'd share this podcast with your family and friends and send them a copy of the holiday gift guide. And sometimes I forget that all you have to do is ask. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in 2017. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.